Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer Esiason, who's been a friend of the show for a long time, is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy and Jeff. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Man, hey, we're pumped. Boomer, you've said it every time you've been on our show for, I don't know, 7, 8 years we've been doing this. If the Browns are relevant, it's great for the NFL. Today, the Browns seem more relevant than they've been since you were playing for the Bengals.
Well, the Browns are relevant the day that they drafted Baker Mayfield. I think that's what turned this whole thing around, and give John Dorsey a lot of credit for selecting the right quarterback to be the leader of that franchise. And then, you know, having the guts in the middle of the season to make the changes on the coaching staff that he did, and then ultimately stay with Freddie Kitchen, obviously, to keep Baker Mayfield happy. But I think the adding of Odell Beckham Jr., while it was the smartest thing for the New York Giants to do, was to get rid of this cancer here, it also is the smartest thing for the Cleveland Browns to add him to that arsenal now that they have on offense. And they could probably now go toe-to-toe with Kansas City, maybe the L.A. Chargers, the New England Patriots, and even the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are going to be missing two of their biggest pieces in Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, but they'll still be putting up lots of points. So I think it's a good day for Cleveland. I think it's a good day for the NFL. It's certainly a really good time to be an AFC fan in the NFL these days, simply because of all the movements that a lot of these teams have made here during free agency and trading period.
Boomer, you're the second person today who has used the word cancer with who has the New York background. You've watched him there. You live in New York, to use the word cancer about Odell. Why was he a cancer in New York? Do you think he will behave that way here?
Well, when I say cancer, is, you know, look, he is a tremendous football player. He does things on the field that very few players are capable of doing. He's also missed a number of games, 20, I believe, due to injury. He is all hype. There's a lot that goes with him. He reminds me, you know, a lot of in the case of LeBron James. Wherever LeBron goes, there's so much hype surrounding him, although LeBron does have championships under his belt to be able to look back on and to reflect on. Odell has not gotten to that point yet. This is a player that, for the New York Giants, I can give you 10 reasons why they should have gotten rid of him. One being, you know, acting like a dog on the field when they were playing the Philadelphia Eagles and lifting his leg after scoring a touchdown. Another one, you know, proposing to the kicking net on the sideline. Another one, basically behind the scenes, quietly being frustrated with Eli Manning here and not wanting to play with him because he holds his numbers down. There was also the issue with him going on ESPN this past year with Lil Wayne, questioning as to whether or not he wanted to be here in New York and whether or not his quarterback was still elite. So there are a lot of things that I could point to as to why the New York Giants did what they did. But on the other side of it, there has to be a happy return for the people who do get him. And I do think he will be happy with Jarvis Landry. I think he'll be happy with Baker Mayfield. I think that there's this mindset now all of a sudden putting him in that mix with Nick Chubb, and when Kareem Hunt comes off of suspension, that this is going to be a really good, fun offensive team to watch, and I would agree with that.
Let's talk about the return back to the Giants and what they got with the 17 pick and with the third-round pick and then with Jabril Peppers. I would think in New York it doesn't feel real good right now. Could it feel good somewhere down the road, and what's your assessment of what the Giants got on the return?
Well, we had 4 hours on the morning show here. I would say it's probably, if I had to guess, 70-30 in favor of this trade because of all the reasons I just gave you. I think a lot of Giant fans here got tired of the act and were sick and tired of all the drama surrounding Odell. As a matter of fact, he took the last 4 weeks of the season off last year with a contusion to his leg, and many people here felt like that he probably could have played in the last two games, and he didn't. So there's also that aspect of him protecting himself so he could end up being a significant player, you know, on the trade market, and that's exactly what's happened. The other thing, too, just real quickly before I get back to the compensation going back to the Giants, the thing about Odell is that you'd have to worry about if you were here every day listening to him and watching him, you'd have to worry about what Antonio Brown did to the Steelers and how that whole thing played out and whether or not this was going to be the situation with Odell and the New York Giants. As a matter of fact, I saw Ian Rappaport last night reporting or saying on the NFL Network that Odell wants an adjustment in his contract for the trade. So good luck with that, Cleveland. And, you know, he's going to be their headache and their problem, you know, for years to come. But maybe he'll be motivated and he'll give you a great season. And hopefully that's going to be the case because we at CBS want the Browns to be good. As far as the compensation coming back to the Giants, you know, they now have a number of draft picks. I mean, I was counting them today. I think they have about 11 draft picks, maybe even 12 in this year's draft. They need a quarterback. I want them to draft Haskins out of Ohio State. I think he would fit the Giants. He's perfect for the Giants. He's a local kid. He's from New Jersey, even though he played his high school football down in Maryland. Sean Springs has been somewhat of a mentor to him. I think he's got everything that you want in a big body quarterback. He's highly accurate. He's got a howitzer for an arm. He believes that he belongs in the NFL, which I think is really the first hump that you got to get over. And I think he would be a perfect fit for the Giants. I don't know if they'll draft him, but at the end of the day, you take a look at the Giants, they got two number ones, a number two, a number three, two number fours, three number fives, a six, and two sevens. So I think there's enough firepower there. If they feel like they have to trade up to get him, they should, but they may not, and they may wait until the Daniel Jones is there, maybe at 17, the kid at Duke.
Boomer, look at you. Hang on. Mr. Maryland in the Big Ten. Now you're a Big Ten homer. Look at that.
Yes.
Nice job.
I know one thing. I thought Dwayne Haskins was going to come to Maryland because he played at the Bullis School down there in Potomac.
Yeah.
But he backed out of Maryland and went to go play for Ohio State. Probably the best decision that young man ever made. And when I hear about him at the combine and I hear about what his high school football coach and headmaster have to say about him and what his head coach now at Ohio State, Coach Day, says about him, that's all I need to know. This kid has got high character. He should be ready to rock and roll and should be a perfect fit for the Giants if they decide to go down that road.
Boomer is a guy who played quarterback very, very well in the NFL. You're Baker Mayfield now. How do you keep Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb happy?
Well, good luck with that. You know, and Freddie Kitchens is going to have to be a part of that. And, you know, Freddie has obviously shown himself to be a good coach and maybe saved the season last year, he and Greg Williams. But there's no question that there are a lot of you very unique personalities right there. And the one thing that I will say about, you know, all NFL teams, any team for that matter, I don't care what sport you talk about, chemistry is a big portion of being successful. Winning helps develop the chemistry for sure. I would just think that, you know, you got to practice hard, you got to be prepared, and the best thing that Baker Mayfield can do is just lead by example and make sure that he is prepared and is practicing hard and not getting caught up in all the flamboyance around him, because I'm telling you right now, the Cleveland Browns going into this season, 2019, will be the story of the NFL.
How far can the Browns go this year? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess we got to assume. I like the Sheldon Richardson signing because I think that's a real, you know, that's a defensive line. He's a good player. He's another mercurial personality. Olivier Vernon didn't live up to what the Giants paid him here. You know, he's another guy. Maybe they sign Earl Thomas now to fill the void for Jabril Preppers, who, by the way, I think is a good signing for the Giants and in this whole trade, simply because the Giants have to eat some cap money when it comes to trading Odell Beckham on their dead cap side. And bringing in a starting strong safety at a rookie salary kind of mitigates having to go out and overpay for somebody. And maybe you can use some money somewhere else to get another player here on this roster for the Giants. But I time will tell, but I think you'd have to believe that they are the favorite, at least in the AFC North. I think the Ravens are taking a big hit on defense. The Bengals have a young, inexperienced coach. That's going to be an interesting watch there. Pittsburgh obviously lost two of their best offensive players, but Ben is still there. But Cleveland by far has the best roster, I would say, right now of all the teams in the AFC. So I would look forward to them, and I would predict them to be a playoff team this year.
Boomer, the situation around the NFL is interesting with the free agency going nuts. I find this time fascinating. Do teams get a little too hyped up in free agency? Because you take a look at the big free agent signings over time, and Reggie White was huge, but most of the time it seems like they're just throwing money at guys and they aren't long-term fixes.
Well, I guess it really all depends on who you're buying. I mean, and what kind of value you get. So like last year, the Indianapolis Colts waited, and they signed Eric Ebron. And Eric Ebron turned out to be one of the best free agent signings in the offseason for the Colts. Well, he went from, a quarterback in Detroit with Matthew Stafford that maybe is a little bit aloof to a quarterback that's all engaged in Andrew Luck, and all of a sudden he gave them a Pro Bowl performance. So I would say that guys like Trey Flowers and C.J. Mosley and Anthony Barr, even though he stayed with Minnesota, I think those are all good signings. The guys that I would worry about are guys like Trent Brown, the left tackle that came from New England, and the amount of money that he got from the Oakland Raiders, $66 million over 4 years with $36 million guaranteed. That could be a dangerous signing. I think the Le'Veon Bell signing for the Jets is a dangerous signing, you know, and a stupid signing for Le'Veon Bell because he ends up losing money that he'll never make back. Yeah. And because of the tax difference between Pennsylvania and New Jersey, his numbers are going to be basically what they would have been last year. So I don't get all of this, but there are some guys out there that I think are worth the money. But think about this for a second, guys. So far, total guaranteed money given to free agents in the NFL is $743 million. Think
wow.
about that.
Wow.
And guaranteed at signing is $376 million. So, you know, I wish I was about 30 years younger, but I'm glad I won on strike in 1987 because the boys are starting to make some money.
They owe you a big check.
They do, Boomer.
They need to send you something. And, Boomer, we owe you big time, too, for jumping in with us here at the last second. Really appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Always my pleasure, guys. Hope to see you soon at home. Go Browns, right?
Thank you, Boomer.
Appreciate it.
See you.
All right, sounds good.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.